Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre Anglais avec Vague 2, Learn English with News. It's Thursday the 2nd of May and today's news story is about the Sycamore Gap tree incident. This was quite a big story here in the UK and I'm going to tell you all about it and the latest developments. But before I do that, we're going to look at our keywords, so some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's news story that you might not know. I'm just going to give you the words without the definitions, and then at the end we'll take a look back at what the words mean and how I use them. So if you want to write them down, then get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. Lots of nouns to learn today, and we start with felling, F-E-L-L-I-N-G. So that's a noun. What does it mean? Felling. Next, another noun. Outpouring. O-U-T-P-O-U-R-I-N-G. Outpouring. An outpouring of something. Next, we have a phrase. On bail. Two words. On and then bail. B-A-I-L. Next, a noun, scattering, S-C-A-T-T-E-R-I-N-G, scattering. And then another noun, ashes, A-S-H-E-S. And we're going to combine those two words, scattering, ashes. But what does it mean? Next, we have an adjective, striking, S-T-R-I-K-I-N-G, striking. And then a noun, dip, D-I-P, dip. And finally, another noun, stump, S-T-U-M-P, stump. Okay, we'll come back to all of those words at the end. Listen very carefully for those. Okay, here is today's news story. In September last year, one of the UK's most iconic trees was mysteriously cut down overnight. The Sycamore Gap tree could be found just south of the border, separating England and Scotland, alongside the historic Hadrian's Wall. One day it was there, the next it was gone. The felling of the tree led to an outpouring of national sadness, and not long after, two men were arrested and have been on bail since. But now, Daniel Graham, 38, and Adam Carruthers, 31, both from Cumbria in the northwest of England, have been charged with criminal damage both to the tree and to the famous Hadrian's Wall. The Sycamore has become a major tourist attraction in recent times, proving popular with photographers, hikers, and even for marriage proposals or the scattering of ashes. It was such a striking image as the tree stood in the middle of a dramatic dip in the landscape. It was created by glacial meltwater and was described as one of the most photographed trees in the country and an emblem for the northeast of England. It featured in the 1991 film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, giving it the nickname the Robin Hood Tree. It also appeared in the music video for the Bryan Adams hit Everything I Do It For You, which was part of the movie's soundtrack. The stump of the tree remains with a low fence around it, and it is hoped that the tree will grow back over time. And that's today's news story. Okay, so yes, this news really affected a lot of people in the country who were so upset when they saw the tree had mysteriously been cut down. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Felling was the first word. The felling of the tree. This is the process of cutting down trees. And it led to an outpouring of national sadness. This is the sudden release of strong emotion. Not long after, two men were arrested and have been on bail since. So what does it mean to be on bail? This means the temporary release of a person who is a suspect in an investigation. Next, scattering of ashes. So the tree has been used for many, many things, including for marriage proposals or the scattering of ashes. So scattering is the act of throwing something in random directions. And ashes, that's the remains of a human body after a cremation. So it's a different way of celebrating someone's life or honouring someone, to scatter their ashes. Okay, next, striking. I talked about how the photo was very striking, or it was such a striking image. Striking means visible and noticeable. Next, dip. So the reason it was such a striking image is because the tree stood in the middle of a dramatic dip in the landscape. A dip is a decline followed by an incline. So it went up and then down, and it stood in the middle of that dip, at the bottom of the dip. And the last word, stump. The stump of the tree remains with a low fence around it. So the stump, that's the bottom part of the tree, which is left after it has been cut down. Stump. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's news story. I hope you found it interesting. As with all episodes of Apprendre l'anglais avec la 2, the transcript is available on the fan club page, along with a comprehension quiz to test your understanding of the news story. So if you're interested in either or both of those things, then you can visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story on Sunday.